This is Rachel, and also Eddie. Eddie, how are you? Oh, and this is my so-called mess. I guess I should say what we are.
I'm good. Good to see you. I'm on my computer today. I'm chewing gum. Maybe I shouldn't chew gum.
I think it's okay.
Oh, really?
What's your favorite kind of gum?
Extra blue.
What flavor is that?
I think peppermint.
My dad just...
We also do green.
My dad is calling me a second time. Hang on, let me text him. Sorry.
You can answer it.
But then he'll be on here.
Oh. I mean, if it's important, do you think he only calls you twice if it's important?
Yeah.
Why don't you pause and then...
But we'll stay on live?
Just put mute on this and, like, unplug your phone.
Okay, I'll be right back. We are back.
Should I be in San Francisco?
Yeah, I think you should be in San Francisco. Right on the bridge.
Or, like, above the planet.
Ooh, I like above the planet, too. Oh, something is... Sorry, my phone was off.
Northern Lights.
So, sorry for y'all. We paused for a moment. Some of you on live just were listening to nothing. My dad called me twice and thought it was an emergency, but it wasn't. He had a question for me. I'm a little... I like that. That's how you... That is...
Okay. I'll be the...
It's really confusing.
Do people do this in Zoom?
I don't know.
This is wild.
For those of you who are not on live, Eddie is fucking with the Zoom settings. You're missing this if you're not watching on YouTube or live.
YouTube.com/@AthensPublic.
And you can see this. And right now, he is a... What animal are you? Are you a fox?
Yeah, I think so. I put 3D eyewear on.
He's a fox with the Northern Lights?
Maybe I take fox off. And then I can... Oh, yeah.
Now you have a...
This will be for when you graduate, right?
Thank you, yes. If I graduate. Wearing 3D glasses.
This is stupid. Why, like, I mean, it's cute, but isn't Zoom like a professional? It's like a professional.
Yeah.
Not professional video conferencing thing. Oh, yeah. Let's get some facial hair.
I'm going to do that for, I'm giving a presentation tonight, and I'm going to use that. I'm going to be a fox for my presentation. I'm doing my presentation on pleasure again for the Women's Empowerment Group, and I hope it's a lot of new people, because I'm doing the same thing I did last time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something to be said about that. I think, like, the more you give a presentation, the more refined it gets.
True, if you practice.
I think about it with, like, stand-up comedians. Like, they refine their jokes, and then they record a special, and then they never tell those jokes again.
Yeah, that's true. But, if I had been practicing this speech or this presentation, maybe it will get refined. But I didn't have time to do anything. So I just looked over the slides real quick, and I'm like, all right, I got an idea. I mean, I've done it a few times. That's not even true. So I kind of know what I'm doing, but... It's sort of the middle of the semester, maybe. I don't know, my eye's twitching. I'm so tired. And I am at about 130 hours of direct hours with clients, over 200 hours of indirect. Plus, I do coaching. I teach a couple of yoga classes. I work part-time, and I have assignments. So I think I've hit that, like, I am fucking tired wall. And yesterday...
Yeah.
I was going to do a whole bunch of work to catch up on, and I got in bed at 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you skip dinner?
Good question. Did I have dinner last night? Well, here's the thing with dinner. I didn't really have dinner. So, I have some eating stuff. I have food issues.
And, oh, yeah, we talked about that before.
And I tend to eat the same thing over and over again until, like, I look at it and I hate it, and then I throw it away, and then I have to go to the grocery store and kind of feel out what is not repulsive to me.
Right.
So I found a new food. I've been
What
eating.
food are you on?
I've been eating kimbap.
Kimbap?
Kimbap. K-I-M-B-A-B. Kimbap. K-I-M-B-A-P.
Kimbap. Is it like kimchi?
No, but I've been eating kimchi and rice also. But I bought more kimchi, but now I think I'm like over kimchi. So thank God I buy the kimchi packets because they'll last. No, kimbap is like a sort of like a Korean sushi when you look at it, but it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
You heat it. And they sell it at Costco in these big sleeves. And they also had it at HEB in like smaller sleeves. So I've been eating that.
Yeah, I feel like kimchi is one of those foods that you were mentioning where it's like, that's one that's easy to burn out on.
Yes.
Like you eat it, you love it. And then you're stuck like. Then you buy a big tub of it, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to finish this. And so then it just sits in your fridge for years.
Yeah, no, that'll be thrown away. And I don't buy tubs of it because I don't like the way it smells in the fridge. So I buy individual packets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I only use it when I open it up. Am I frozen? There I go. Okay, I think I glitched out for a second. But kimbap is, like, it's so good. You just heat it in the microwave for, like, 3 minutes. It's hot. They have, like, a tofu and veggie one, a shrimp one, a beef one. They're delicious. And they have other veggies and seaweed and rice. So I've been eating kimbap. I went to HEB because I found it there on Sunday. Oh, and I've been eating a lot of pomegranate seeds. Totally not related to kimchi, but pomegranate seeds is my other, like, go-to right now. So I go to HEB yesterday. And, no, Sunday. And I go to the kimbap section. And I'm looking. And I'm looking. And I'm looking some more. And it was fucking out of stock.
Oh, no. And your main source of food.
Yes. So, my reaction is not like a normal reaction, I don't think. I get teary-eyed. I have sat on the floor of a grocery store and had a panic attack because I don't know what to do. Or cried. Not really panic attack, cried at the grocery store. When I couldn't find the kimchi the week before, I started crying. I mean, not like full-on crying, like teary, like, oh my God, what the fuck am I going to do? So, yeah, I didn't know what to do. And I was like, okay, I can buy frozen shrimp. But I don't really know what to do with frozen shrimp. And then it grosses me out having it in my freezer for some reason.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll go back to Slice Turkey, to the HEB brand turkey. I'll go to the deli. I'll get turkey.
I mean, aside from sliced turkey, you pick, like, the grossest foods to store in refrigerators. And, like, this is the thing that I can eat. Like, frozen shrimp is nasty.
I know.
I don't know.
That was kind of my thought. But I'm like, but I love shrimp. So,
yeah.
But I also don't want, like, to have to cook shrimp because I don't want it to smell like shrimp in my apartment. So,
yeah.
I go to the turkey counter, like, okay, I can do this for a few days until they get kimbap back in stock, or I can find someone to go to Costco for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the fucking turkey counter, and nobody acknowledges me.
Wow.
And I'm small. I'm shorter than the counter. But
it sounds like a bad dream.
I know. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wait 10 more seconds. I'm like, no, 30 more seconds. Still, no one looked in my direction. And it's loud. They're not going to hear me. So I was like, fuck this. Turkey is obviously not what I'm supposed to be eating. So my friend happened to call me who knows about my food issues, and she's trying to give me help, but it's really not helping. The only thing that sounded good was cereal. So I've been eating a lot of Special K.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Some dried apples.
Okay.
I had a little bit of rice yesterday. I brought some extra protein drinks.
Do you like oatmeal?
I have a love-hate with oatmeal. I either love it or it grosses me out. And then when I love it, I often overeat it because I don't like a lot of water in my oatmeal. I like very dry oatmeal.
I've noticed that those, like, I eat oatmeal in the morning, and sometimes when I don't have time to, like, cook the oatmeal in a pot, I just do the little packet where you pour it in a bowl with water.
Yeah, do that. That's how I do it. I also,
and it's amazing. It's, like, pretty good. It's pretty quick, very low on smell. in and out. True. Like, you don't see, like, I don't know, easy to clean that bowl.
Here's the problem, not the problem. Here's my thing about having those oatmeal packets in the house. That's also one of my, like, go-to snack foods that I can't stop. And it's not with water. I open the packet and I just pour it down my mouth.
Yeah, I could see that being a danger if it's, like, one of your go-to snacks. Because oatmeal is pretty... Isn't it pretty... It's, like, a lot of calories for a little bit of stuff or something. Like, you could really mess up your diet.
I think so. And I get, like, the protein one, because I think it's good, but it still has, like, sugar. And you don't have to get a good flavor.
I usually get the... There's one, like, with raisins and nuts or something. I don't know. That's usually just the one that's available. Or they have, like, the multi-pack where it's, like, a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah,
some of them suck.
Some of them do suck. But that was, like, when growing up, that was, like, the one time we had sort of sugar in my house if I convinced my mom to buy the multi-pack.
Yeah.
And I was always, like, I used to eat that because we didn't have sugar. And because we didn't have potato chips, I ate dry pasta. So protein pasta was also my go-to for a little bit. But I eat it dry.
So, man, my... My kids are getting to this ravenous age of, like, they get home from school and they're just, they'll look for anything to eat. And my oldest daughter, like, she can kill a whole, like, party-sized bag of Ruffles. And it's like, I don't know, I kind of feel bad about it, but then I'm like, I don't know, kids got to eat. Like, their metabolisms are so crazy right now. Like, she's not overweight in any way. So I'm just like, I guess so.
Like, because I remember growing up, and I was always, well, I was tall. Well, I've been this height since third grade. So at one point I was tall. But,
oh, tell me about those days. Tell me about the days where you were tall.
I made fun of all the short people, and I used to sing them songs about
being short. Oh, no. And now... And now this is your punishment.
Your punishment. But my,
being a shorty.
I know. And my sister was always taller and really thin, and I'm built a little stockier, I guess. I'm a little, I don't know. But my mom would say things like, do you really need that cookie? And I have such food shame, and I feel like I've heard that from a lot of people. And I think it's like, not that you want your kids to like eat nothing but like junk food, but once you start shaming them for food, then they start hiding food, and food becomes, or they can start hiding food, and food becomes like more of an issue instead of like their kids just eat. It's in the house. It's food.
Yeah, with us, one of my kids really loves sweets, and she's like a real negotiator. She's like, if I have an ice cream sandwich now, can I also have candy later? And it's like, she's got like dessert on dessert plans, and it's like, no, just do one. And then sometimes she'll eat because she's bored, and we don't like that. We're like, dude, like, you shouldn't eat when you're bored. Like let's find something entertaining to do. And it does walk a fine line when you're talking about someone else's eating habits, but kids are stupid and they kind of need guidance. And I don't think like, are you sure you want that cookie is like the right, is that what your mom would say?
Like, are you sure you want that cookie?
Do you really need that cookie? And would you say yes?
I would just look at her and I'd get really upset. And then I would hide food. I had food hidden. Well, my aunt used to hide food in the bottom drawer of my desk when she lived with us. She hid candy and snacks in my bottom drawer. And then I would.
I think if you ask a passive aggressive question, like, do you really need that cookie? You have to be prepared for them to say yes. And then you go, okay. Like, you have to be, like, cool with that.
I always think I took it as, like, she thinks I'm gross. Maybe that's how I remember the conversation going. But, of course, this is 1,000 years later, and I could be completely wrong.
Yeah. No, I get down with that, too, because it's like, this is not how she's going to remember it. She's just going to remember us always saying no to sweets.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that could be. But my mom also had her own body image issues.
Yeah.
So, we're all fucked up.
No, I'm like, we are a family of hotties, and we are we are going to be fit and good looking. And then I put up, like, poster girls from, like, the 90s.
You know what's coming back, by the way, apparently?
No, I don't. I mean... Racism. Racism sure is.
Okay, racism, yeah. I think
white supremacists, you know, that's coming back.
It is. Sure is. Misogyny is, like, growing bigger.
Oh, my God. Misogyny is off the charts. I feel like there's this new wave of, like, fresh, shitty misogyny.
Yep. Yep.
It stinks.
Yep. Yep. And the young boys apparently are becoming really into the misogynist world and the manosphere.
Yeah. Like, with all of these really positive role models in politics, it's...
Yeah. And then they censured Crockett, which she shouldn't have said. What she said was not the smartest thing to say. She said something about Governor Abbott being in a wheelchair, like she called him like Hot Wheels, which is kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I read that and it's like, of all the things that like MAGA idiots say...
Well, that's what I was going to say, but the president could say grab her by the pussy and that's okay, or like call them a pig and make fun of disabled people, but like...
Yeah.
But
that all's coming back. What else is coming back?
That extra skinny look.
Oh yeah, extra skinny, like bones showing.
Like what they used to call heroin chic. Apparently, it's making a comeback, is what I was told recently. So, what happens with all the BBLs?
I know, right? What happened to all that? I mean, it had a good run, honestly.
I mean, they're still big in some ways, but like, I guess like with all the weight loss drugs and whatnot, but I can say anything negative about this, but yeah, the like super skinny where it's like more androgynous looking probably too, because it's like skinny, flat chested. I don't know if this is true. This is just what someone told me yesterday.
I mean, I think that's a hot look, honestly.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm sorry to admit. I'm like, as long as it accompanies some, like, very, like, aggressive punk music, maybe I'll be okay with it.
Yeah, I'm never going to have that look because unless I chop my boobs off, which I'm not doing.
I mean, it'll come back around. I think the trends have timelines and...
They do. That's why I try not to fall too much into a trend, like, you know, because it's trying to be me. I think I'm pretty basic, too. I don't know if basic's the right word. I was trying to think...
Maybe the reason that the skinny, like, starved look is coming back is because Kim Pot is out at HEB.
Maybe.
And it's like, well, we just all need to, like, wither away.
Maybe. I also bought... There was a sale on dark chocolate, and I buy this brand Lily's that has, like, sugar, no sugar added chocolate. And they have, like, a salted caramel and then a creamy caramel. And usually I love those. And I ate a piece yesterday, and I'm like, this is fucking disgusting.
Your chocolate that you love?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. It sucks when you have this food thing when, like... And I should have bought... There's two things I should have bought when I was at the grocery store.
I mean, it sounds a lot like burnout, which... I mean, that's a thing with everybody, not just you, where it's like you do the same thing for so long that your body's just like sick of it, and maybe your burnout turnover time is a little shorter.
Mine is very short, and I also have burnout in life at the moment. But I should have bought peanut butter as like just a fill-in, but they moved the peanut butter and it wasn't exactly where it was, where I remembered it, and I was like, fuck this, I'm not going back around the store one more time. And in my brain I was gonna buy Chomps. Do you know what Chomps are? They're a brand of like beef jerky-ish kind of thing, like meat sticks, but they're a little more healthy. Wow. And I usually love those. So I was like, but I forgot.
Speaking of misogyny, meat sticks.
Oh, I listen, meat sticks. Did you know that back in, is this true? I'm going to start spewing information that I have no idea is true that I just heard in passing.
Yeah, let's make this a conspiracy theory podcast.
Is it true that back in like Roman, Greek, like the like those times that smaller penises were looked at as more virile and like that was more manly?
Sure. Yeah, let's go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Definitely, like, body image issues were different back then. And, like, I know that if a lady was like kind of like chubbier, mm-hmm. it meant that she had food and it meant that she was like rich and like that was hot.
Well, apparently small dicks were in, so my little fellas, your time might come back around.
I doubt it, right?
No, yeah. But also, it was my. I wonder if that had any correlation. Well, I don't know. Like, I wonder why. And there was much more, like, homoeroticism.
Yeah, probably. I'm thinking, like, in Greek culture, there's a lot of, like, brotherly love, maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We went to Morocco not too long ago. I talk about it on this podcast every single time.
Not every time.
Yeah, we went to Morocco. Anyway, it was like notorious. It was around the Arab springtime, you know? Arab springtime, not just springtime.
Yep.
Where Egypt was kind of liberating itself, and there was a lot of, there were a lot of things happening in the region. And we went with a gay couple that was a friend of ours. And I was, like, looking at the laws, and I was like, oh, homosexuality is, like, a crime in most of the Arab world, including Morocco. And it's like, I wonder how big of a deal it will be. And it wasn't that big of a deal. But also, while we were there, like, it's very common for, like, friend, like, boys to, like, hold hands and, like, walk around, like, interlace their fingers and be pretty, like, PDA here. Like, we wouldn't let that fly in most cities. We'd be like, oh, God, get a room. But there's, like, a lot of openly homoerotic affection. Although, probably not in their culture is it homoerotic. It's probably just, like, we're buds.
Yeah, I think about that with, like,
yeah, we suck each other's cocks. We're buds.
I mean, why not? Yeah, it's a good friend. I think about that when I see, like, when I think about Israeli men, too, or even, like, men who in, like, Israeli army, like, because everyone's in the army, there's much more, like, hugging and hand-holding and hugging together, and, like, they're also very, yeah.
Yeah, America's just maybe not as, I don't know, in a lot of ways we're more accepting to, like, queer lifestyles, but then we're just kind of like, need to be, like, let's be clear if we're queer or we're straight.
Yes, yes. And that goes back to, like, all this, like, we're way, I think in this country, because, like, trying to, like, getting so worried about people who are trans or, like, who perform drag, like, we're way too worried or give too much shit about, like, policing people's beds and sexuality things when there's so many bigger things involved. Who the fuck cares who I'm blowing?
Yeah, I know. It's definitely a job that somebody's got to do.
Right.
Like, if nobody's giving blowjobs, they're, I, you know, I often think about these, like, repressed sexually advocates for morality, and it's like, you need to fuck for sure. Well, like, just, like, start fucking and see where it goes and stop, like, judging people, because you've probably not tried a lot of this stuff that would make you a less uptight person.
True. And then a lot of these, like, Christian, like, I'm just gonna call them Christian, and I don't think they're actually, like, the definition of what a true Christian would be, but these, like, Christian right wing, like, anti-everything, they also tend to be ones who have been, like, pedophiles or are secretly on, like, Grindr or another site, but they tell everyone else, like, that's the worst thing you could do. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I know. And, like, it's Young Goodman Brown, like, the Nathaniel Hawthorne essay where it's, like, doing this stuff in the forest is okay, but, like, when you're out of the forest, you have to maintain this, like, image. And I understand that that is kind of hot. But let's just talk about how hot it is. Let's just talk about how, like, I mean, when I was in church, I was younger, in my teens, and I was having sex with the music minister's daughter, and it was like, whoa, like, this is crazy. And it was, like, amazing and cool, and you weren't allowed to talk about it, and that made it hotter, and I get that. And I get that. I mean, if that's your kink and that's your thing, but there's other ways to, like, achieve those feelings, I think.
And I do have a secret, something's going on, like, that's fucking hot. And I've always wanted to have sex in, like, a pew. There used to be a...
I don't like to go that far. Like, I did have a girlfriend who was an actual Catholic schoolgirl, like, went to Catholic school and had the uniform.
That's hot.
And I think she thought it was hotter than I did. I mean, not to say I didn't find it
exciting. Look up the name of this place. There was a club in New York, an old club in New York, that was in a former church, and they still had pews.
I mean, sex in a pew, I just feel like the sex in a church seems kind of like, that's just a kink that I'm not that into, I guess.
The limelight. Okay. Sorry. I am not Christian, so, like, sex in a church, cool. That's not my place of worship, so I wouldn't see it as, like, anything, whatever, but that wasn't,
they're not really built for sex, is what I'm thinking. Like, there's more comfortable places to have sex.
Okay, how about you're sitting in a pew and someone gives you a blowjob?
Like, and you're the only two people in there? Or is it, like, during a church service thing?
Church can't be full because there can't be anyone else in your pew row.
Yeah, but that's not usually the case, right?
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know. I don't know why
you're... They do have those, like, at Catholic churches. I didn't go Catholic. I was Catholic at the beginning of my journey. And they have those little kneelers.
Right, but I was thinking that too, but the kneelers are the wrong way.
You can use those to give
way.
A blowjob?
And I was thinking that.
The kneelers go the wrong way. Yeah. No. I know. I'm sure that's, like, been talked about,
When I was younger, I used to go to church with my, I guess they were Catholic because they had kneelers, with my friend's family on Sundays. I used to sleep over there a lot. And I would go to church with them, and I would get so upset because they would tell me, like, I'd want to kneel with them. So I'm like, this is kneeling. I just wanted to be on my knees a lot. As a youngin, I already wanted to be on my knees. But they wouldn't let me kneel with them because they were like, this isn't your religion. And also, like, this might upset your parents if we think you're bringing a Catholic church and telling you to kneel. They also did not allow me to get the cracker. I wanted to go up and get the cracker.
I mean, that's kind of cool of them. Honestly, it's like...
No, I think that was very cool of them. Now,
like, they really believed in it, apparently.
Yeah. What I didn't like at the end of that church service we used to go to is you would have to be like... They would tell you to turn to your neighbor and be like, peace be with you and also with you or something. And you're supposed to, like, turn around and shake people's hands, and I get so nervous. I'm like, are they expecting me to do this part? Like, this part's okay? To touch other people's hands? I just want to kneel on the fucking kneeler.
You want to kneel and eat a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Eat some body of Christ.
I know. I was like, I want to kneel down before that priest and get my cracker.
Yeah. I mean...
I guess I have to, yeah.
I kind of think... my grandparents were Catholic because they were Latin American. And I know that that's stereotypical, but it's pretty ubiquitous as far as I can tell. And I've been to, like, a few funerals. I've been to definitely a lot of sacraments or whatever they're called with the cracker. And then they have this chalice that everybody drinks out of.
Yeah.
And then they rub the side of it. And then the next person drinks out of it. And I'm like, I don't know how that's going to go over, like, post COVID. I wonder if they're still doing it.
I feel like...
And it's usually like a brass chalice, which I think brass is very hypoallergenic.
Maybe, but I think that, did they start doing little plastic cups too, where like they bring out the plastic cups? And because I feel like this place had plastic cups, but maybe I made that up because we used to have
plastic. No, I've seen plastic cups in different denominations.
Okay.
But, and for, on different occasions, they used plastic cups, but like the real important times when you would take it, you'd drink out of a chalice, which is kind of dope, honestly.
I like a chalice. My dad had this gorgeous, and we never found it. My dad had this gorgeous kiddish cup, and that's not an English word. You say the blessing over the wine with a kiddish cup. You say kiddish for it. I'm saying a lot of words that aren't English that I forget aren't English. But you say the blessing over the wine, and then on, like, let's say on Shabbat, right? And then, but a lot of them were like kind of like a chalice, and he had this beautiful one. And I've been looking, I went last time before I was helping him get ready to move out of his apartment, and we found all this other silver stuff. Like, we found silver goblets from, like, Eastern Europe from, like, the 1900s, 1800, like, something. I don't know if it was 1800s. But like
that is cool.
Yeah. But we can't find his kiddish cup. It just disappeared.
Wow. You got to get on that.
We've been looking everywhere. And then my dad got upset about it. So I was like, I kind of put it to bed. But, God, he panicked me this morning calling back to back.
Well, you know, that's his privilege.
I guess usually when he calls me back, when it was like, but my mom was
that's
like,
his white man privilege.
But he's not actually like white because he's not
I'm just, I knew
he's
that.
Not Christian, so he's a little but he, like when my mom was sick, he would call twice or three times in a row, right? Or if like he, when he was in the hospital a lot, he'd like called and called and called if I didn't answer.
So yeah. Like, oh, no, shit. I always am thrown off by a back-to-back call because it's, I've had, you know, we've had friends die or like we've had real things happen that back-to-back calls. It's like, don't miss those.
Yeah.
Like, suddenly it's like, don't miss, you don't want to miss those.
Panic and like, and you get that feeling in your chest right away.
We were talking about the depravity of like priests and nuns and stuff. And it's like, celibacy and how it creates this portal into a kink,
right?
You know, like naughtiness, like a naughty little sex time. And I'm wondering if there are any easy ways to recreate that feeling authentically without being good at role play. You know, like I wonder how to capture that. And I think voyeurism might be adjacent, you know?
Okay, you just made me think of something else. Here it was. It wasn't sex in a pew. It was sex in a confessional where someone could possibly be like, look in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, have the priest just watch you fucking in the other side.
And like I said, there was that bar, it, like the Limelight had... I think they still have confessionals, too. I can't remember. It's a long time ago. But they definitely have pews. Voyeurism? Yeah, I don't... Those are...
Now I'm wondering, like, if it's... Because the priest is not allowed to masturbate while he watches you have sex through the confessional window.
That's just mean.
Like, yeah, he's got to sit there and not masturbate. And I was thinking maybe, like, you know those British soldiers that are guarding Buckingham Palace? Like having sex in front of them and they're not allowed to do anything about it. Like that's probably a similar
also,
like feeling.
Like, okay. So if I was going to be a priest, right? I mean, obviously I can't be a priest. I'm the wrong religion. I'm the wrong sex. I'm too old and I'm not going to be celibate. But all those things aside, do you think priests growing up, like had relationships and or masturbated and then suddenly they were like, I can do without?
Maybe they just had some bad sex or like, boy, I don't want to throw any of that tiny dick energy on there. But,
and same thing with like,
I mean, the reason we're talking about this is because I perceive this to be the origin for these like, you know, asshole politicians and toxic misogynists and
well,
like
Like incel groups.
Yeah, I feel like it has roots in.
Incel stands for.
I don't think it's.
Involuntarily celibate.
Right. Right. They just can't get laid.
Yeah.
Not that they don't want to.
Which, like, is also like you're going to go around being like, I'm involuntarily celibate. Like, change your name to Viso.
And I honestly, I think a deeper exploration of the motives behind what make people a certain way and being open to queer identities and, non-conforming gender identity and like the idea of being asexual, if we were open to that, then that could just be something that people are. They don't really need to feel the sting of like, oh, you know, like in high school, oh, you're a virgin.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That type of energy.
You know, they made, and here's the thing, is like being a female, you're at like, you did kind of get, some people got on a pedestal because they're like, oh, she's a virgin, and like they were like trying to like get the virgin. But either like you got made, probably more males got made fun of for not being virgin, but you would also get kind of like, you're still a virgin. That wasn't, but you'd get kind of picked on. But then if you weren't a virgin, you were like, as a female, like you were a whore.
Right. Oh, you're not a virgin.
You whore. Like,
you whore. It's, I mean, girls got it the worst, I think, in adolescence. Like,
I just think, like, the whole thing, like, we're far. Just so worried, like, cultures that are more open sexually, I don't feel like they have this whole, like, worry, and, like, so what if you're asexual, or you're bisexual, or if you're, like, and, like,
I think really the bottom line is people need to get laid. I don't know, maybe not. That's not the bottom line.
The bottom line is people just need to get their dicks sucked. And here's the thing, too. When they're like, oh my god, how could you ever, like, when people are like, I don't know how you could ever be with a man, and blah, blah. Shit, if you had your eye, like, if you were blindfolded, getting your dick sucked, would you really know if it was a female or a male?
I imagine only if there was a beard involved.
Right. It's just a mouth.
I don't know. It's not like, yeah, I feel like a mouth's a mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't imagine it being much different.
No, I'm just, yeah. While they say that, I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. Yeah. But also, I feel like sometimes, too, in other, like, in cultures that are more open, too, when they, like, just, where sex is all about, you know, where pleasure is more discussed and, like, valued. It's just, these things just aren't, like, shame. Like, there's not as much shame, too. And you can be androgynous. You can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, I think it upsets people, though. Like, people who are not comfortable with it.
And those people are the ones that really need to go back to school and get some help and get a sex education, and you're right, and get fucked. Buy them some toys.
Yeah, it's also, I don't know. I feel like with the way that sexual identity and sexual liberty is going in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's going in any specific direction. I'm not confident that this administration has the power to change it all that much. Like, they can deny things, and they can hide, like, they can, you know, pretend stuff isn't happening, but it's like, that's all bullshit. Like, they lie all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're going to take any of that seriously.
Right.
And so I kind of feel like it's like talking about it in a, talking about it is important, especially for people who are figuring things out.
Yeah.
I do think it's so interesting that it kind of sucks all of the oxygen out of the room, especially when there are more important conversations like deportation. Of, like, unlawful deportation of non-citizens. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot, like, going on that we should be talking about.
No, absolutely. And then you have senators also, or cabinet members, I don't know who it was, but who are like, they're a bit on Grindr, which, like, fine if you're on Grindr, but then don't say, like, your aunt, but yes, we have bigger.
Yeah, I know, like, the dudes that are on Grindr are, like, super anti-gay, and it's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, just, like, get yourself together.
Yeah, Mike Johnson, well, whoever he is in this regime, was just found on Grindr, but that was after he was, like, anyway.
He's the Speaker of the House, and he is famous for having a fidelity app with his son, like, where they're both like, we don't masturbate, don't do we? Like, is that the guy?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm going to... Also, like...
I mean, if not, let's just start that rumor now.
Let's do it. Also, like, it's also, like, part of development to, like, explore your body. It's also important. Mike Johnson. I can't... My eyes are so...
You know, I feel like I try to steer us away from politics most of the time, but it's like I it's everywhere. Like, we have to talk about politics.
It is everywhere. Okay, hold on. Like, Mike Johnson.
We listen to this morning show, and it's like a hip-hop and R&B channel, and they've managed to steer clear of politics for a while, but now just every morning they're like, hey, look what happened.
What do you listen to that's the hip-hop morning show?
It's called The Beat of Athens, and they make... It's pretty, like, clever and local, but it's... Chubb Rock, I think, is his name. He's like a DJ from Atlanta. The Chubb Rock Show.
Interesting. Okay. Mike Johnson is the current Speaker of the House, has been known to use and recommend the Covenant Eyes app as an anti-pornography accountability app, and has spoken about its importance in his life. Covenant app.
Yeah, and so, like, he and his son are, like, on this covenant thing where it's, like, they can monitor each other's porn usage. Oh, and it's, like, good job not looking at porn this week. It's, like, Duolingo for celibacy. Or what is it called when you don't masturbate? Is that called edging? Edging is when you almost masturbate?
No, edging is when you almost...
Masturbating is when you orgasm, or can you... You can masturbate without orgasming.
You can masturbate without orgasming.
So anytime you touch your privates...
Between
your legs.
Yes.
That is...
Edging is when you're almost... When you almost come in and you, like, step back a little bit, or you almost make someone come in and you, like... So you, like, play with the
What is it called when you don't masturbate at all? Does that have a name?
Is that just complete celibacy? Is that still celibacy? Hold on. No, you're... So,
foolish is what I call it.
It is foolish. Also, it's good for... Yeah, there's so many health benefits, you fools. What is no masturbating called? I feel like it's called... Is it like I'm completely celibate? No masturbating called? That doesn't really make sense the way I asked it.
No, it's like we're setting ourselves up for a punchline. There's going to be a punchline at the end of this Google spree. We need to get a third person, or a third thing on the Zoom call. It'll just be ChatGPT, like, auto-correcting us.
What's the word for people who don't masturbate? Fools. There's something
called... Is it hard to pronounce?
Yeah. Is this what it's called?
Maybe nobody doesn't masturbate. No, nobody doesn't masturbate.
None.
I think that's what we're getting. Like, what we're getting to is, like, there are people who say they don't masturbate. Right.
Somebody's answer on this app was, they're looking for synonyms, and someone's response was non-existent.
Yeah, a liar.
Someone who doesn't like to. And anonymous? I don't know how to say that.
Like, anonymous?
They're like, that's not right.
That sounds...
I don't know. I'm spending way too much time But I guess they would be completely celibate because there would be no possible ejaculation happening. Ever. Also,
I think like a healthier relationship towards this could solve a lot of problems in the world.
I believe so too. Also, if you're not masturbating, right? But if you have a peegasm, would that be considered a form of masturbation?
See, probably not. And that's like, it's like, that is rife for priests molesting young boys.
Because peegasms are pretty, I mean, if you hold your pee long enough, I don't know if, and then you pee, like, you can have a good little time. Don't do it. It's really bad for you to hold your pee.
Yeah, I think you can have all sorts of bladder.
But I don't pee in public bathrooms often, so. But you can also have orgasms, like, when you're working out. Would that be? Anyway, yeah, I think you're right. I think if people were just, like, enjoying their own pleasure, there'd be more relaxation. It would help.
It's like, I could just hear a priest saying, you know, you're not supposed to masturbate, but there are other ways to experience pleasure. For example, if I stick my finger up your butt, it doesn't quite count as masturbating, and you still can get pleasure
also,
from it.
If you're sitting,
and like that's like fucked up.
That is. Like, that's kind of
because you've invented this rule that lets you like molest children.
That's also
I don't know,
like Mormon, like the like soaking and those kind of things. Like you can't have sex, so they come. Also, if you're sitting in a chair and kind of moving around, so you can like feel like some like, you know, movement. Would that be considered masturbating if you get off on it? But you're right.
Dude, grinding on something.
Yeah.
Fuck. Everyone's doing that.
Yeah. But you're right. There becomes all these workarounds to like, how can we still like. So yes, we just have to have y'all.
We want you all to properly masturbate.
Go masturbate.
Do a real proper masturbation.
Yeah, maybe even play with some edging while you're masturbating. That's kind of fun too. Talking about pleasure, do you have any pleasurable things coming up you want to tell us about?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing.
Me either. Well, except don't forget to check us out on YouTube at Athens Public. Send us any questions, thoughts, feedback, anything you want. And y'all, go pleasure yourselves. Go enjoy your body. Builds confidence. It's good for your health.
Oh, yeah!
That's my one. Good for the country. All right.